Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with the Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, oh my goodness, we ain't going to change our ways this that much anyway. It's Weasel Wednesday. It's also the 17th day of January 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *610 mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 42 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 50 degrees today. And it's kind of, I think it's cloud night. It's going to start snowing, I think, tonight and then tomorrow and the next day, as far as you can see. Hoping not, maybe just rain, but I doubt it. That being said, let's see what we have on the itinerary. Paul Ryan's merit immigration, in quotes, plan includes low-skilled farm workers. No, I won't believe that from the Republicans. Republicans love us, and we're going to get into that as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. I mean, the big production, the DACA production, you know, we've been hitting on it, the fact that there's a group of so-called representatives that's supposed to be representing the people of the United States that represent foreign nationals in this country, in the Congress. These people should be arrested. These people should be tried for espionage and for treason, and they should be hung by their necks until they are dead, dead, dead. And, you know, because, you know, that's what the shout has been from the real world. You know, where they're up there playing, 195% of the people want this, man. They just want their maintenance. They want to take their job. They don't want their jobs no more. They don't want their houses, nothing. They just want them to come in and take it. And it's, you know, it's such bullshit. It shines as bullshit. And it's finally got to the point, you know, they are going to shut down the government if they don't turn over a portion of our country to these 600,000 poor immigrants that are, you know, brought here through no fault of their own. And it's all coming down on McLeod because now they don't want to say it. They're trying to, well, there's a big list of things that the Democrats got to have. And they throw that in DACA. Bullshit. And bullshit on both sides of it. This is a plan. I mean, you think about Obama coming up 25 times. I do not have the authority to do this. And the Congress and the House wouldn't do it. They refused. Why did they? Because everybody wanted it. All their constituents would vote for him if they did that. That's why they wouldn't do it, right? They think we're so goddamn dumb that we don't know up from down. And they, every once in a while, they go, the very unpopular DACA. How can it be very unpopular if 195% of us want it? This is a game. And in the end, just getting what Obama wrote in those executive orders, I mean, that they would have, you know, handed a big chunk of this country over to foreign nationals, and which is what they've been wanting to do all along. And they'll act like, oh, my God, they had to compromise to such a point. And Donald Trump got you such a great deal giving your goddamn country away. Paul Ryan's merit immigration plan includes low-skill farm workers. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Katie for discussion on From the Trenches. worldreport.com. House Speaker Paul Ryan says the nation needs a policy of merit-based immigration, marking a rhetorical shift towards President Donald Trump's popular pro-American immigration policy. What we need is a moratorium on immigration. We have been flooded, illegally flooded into this country. We need to remove everybody who is here as an act of fraud, as an act of a violation of the immigration laws. And then we need about 25 years of no immigration for us to become a people again. Ultimately, I think we should go to a merit-based immigration system, Ryan declared. When then none of that's going to happen. I mean, that was just, you know, pondering what if. The fact is, nothing's going to happen to fix this goddamn country until we take these bastards to task. Ultimately, I think we should go to a merit-based immigration system, Ryan declared during... I mean, they're setting up there. People are saying, get them out of here, get them out. Well, I think we should go to this system, or we should try... Fuck you. Get them out. Or we will, and you'll go with them the hard way. Ryan declared during a January interview at the University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee. But immigration reformers suspect Ryan's statement is merely a rhetorical shift and may even be political cover for a quick budget deal sellout of Trump's steady demand for. I mean, do you see how they're playing this one against the other? Trump's steady. No, Trump. He gave them a six-month extension, which now the Ninth Circuit Court of District Court, the Admiralty Court, has said, well, you got to go start writing their goddamn visas up again. Right now. Get on it. There was never no intent. Not one of them is going. Don't make no mistake about it. That's the slave labor, that slave population that's to replace you. Trump's steady demand for that protections and offsets be packaged. You mean the same horse shit that Mitt Romney spewed and the one before him, John McCain, spewed and all of them. We need stronger enforcement on the border, and then we'll talk about immigration. And right back, go right on back to Reagan and his 3 million that turned into 10 million. And, oh, we're going to crack down on the employers. If you employ an illegal in this country, we're going to put down some laws. And, boy, they're going to put down some more laws they ain't going to enforce right now. That's what they're pushing for here, trying to get you to buy into this horse shit. A steady demand that protections and offsets be packaged with any amnesty. Wait a minute. Trump's steady demand that protections and offsets be packaged with any amnesty? Wait a minute. What did you say back when you were running? What was that? What was that?
There will be no amnesty.
Oh, unless it's packaged with those border protection things. And that virtue, that fence is, I mean, well, he didn't really mean a fence. He mean he put up a couple of strands of barbed wire where it fell down 2 years ago and let him just come on across. This is such horse shit. Anybody that buys into it's a goddamn ignorant fool or a traitor. But immigration reformers suspect Ryan's statement merely a rhetorical shift. We're at Trump's steady demand that protections and offsets be packaged with any amnesty for the sum or all of the 3.25 million. What happened to 600,000? Didn't just the other day we tell you that 600,000 was going to turn into 3 million? Didn't we just say that? I mean, how frickin' predictable has this become? 3.25 million Dreamer illegal immigrants. Now they have been there's only 600 to 800,000 of them people. 3.25 million. And that's just the beginning. He's not endorsing the Merit Immigration Raise Act, which would reduce overall immigration, noted Mark Kirkren, director of the Center of Immigration Studies. It is perfectly consistent with the way Ryan sees immigration to accept merit-based immigration, but just make sure the numbers are very high, said Corcoran, who prefers an immigration cutback to help raise American wages. But Ryan also defines merit downwards to include people who can work at a Wisconsin dairy farm or in California. It doesn't really matter. They've taken over every occupation, blue collar, and now they're going for the white collar. California vegetable fields. Oh, that's merit-based. Somebody can dig a hole. I guess any third worlder can dig a hole. Well, from one of them shithole countries. That definition is far below reformers' definition of merit as a person with a rare and valuable technical or scientific skill. Well, digging a hole in a third world country must be a scientific skill over there in one of them shithole countries. Ryan's support for unskilled merit cheap labor also suggests that he will not support a new House bill which reduces overall immigration unless there is more pressure from voters and GOP legislatures in the run-up to the 2018 midterm elections. It's the same thing. They know and they admit every you know, now and again, they have to turn around and admit that the majority of the people are saying, you son of a bitches are not representatives. We want them out. We want them out. We want them out. Whoa, can we squeeze and slide and sleaze and slime that goddamn Paul Ryan? He's one of the sleaziest I've ever seen. A corporate lat dog that keeps most of his time up some rich man's ass when he ain't pulling it out to tell you a lie. The House GOP bill would deal with the problem created by millions of illegal immigrants who brought roughly 3.25 million children, 700,000 people, million children to the United States. Democrats have labeled those now grown illegals as dreamers. And they use that, you know, because of Martin Luther King. I have a dream of my country being taken by foreigners, being handed over to the world communists. I have a dream. That's our nightmare, and are threatening to block the government's 2018 budget unless the illegals are allowed to become citizens. They're all in on it. If they weren't, all Trump would have to do is start arresting people. I mean, they mentioned it yesterday. Well, we're going to threaten again. We're going to threaten again to go start arresting those people who are running these sanctuaries for obstruction of justice. We're going to do it. We will. Do you think they couldn't arrest these same son of a bitches? You think they couldn't arrest any of these people who are calling for this goddamn amnesty to hand our country over with zero authority to these goddamn invaders? You think they couldn't be arrested for what they're doing? They are acting. I mean, what the hell does foreign agent mean? Are you advocating for the American people? You'll stand right up there. The American people, they don't want this. 195% of them want this, but they don't want it. They do not want it. It's bad. We couldn't get it passed ever, but they want it. So we're not representing them. We're representing these dreamers. They're dreamers. No, they are foreign nationals, you sons of bitches. And Trump knows it just as well as anybody else. All of these bastards know exactly what they're doing. The House bill would provide 3-year work permits to 670,000 of the illegals, but would not provide green cards or citizenship. The bill would also implement a series of reforms to deter and block future illegal immigration. We see, let me have this, said Ronald Reagan, and we'll pass, what the hell are they calling it here? We'll pass reforms to make sure this never happens again. And they passed the reforms. And how come that's right. They didn't enforce the fucking law. They started writing waivers so that they could bring in work crews to displace the American people. That's what happened, people. And now this crime that they've been committing for the past 20 years, they're trying to legitimatize it by the Dream Act, because we got to love them dreaming kids, the little criminal bastards. And would nudge up wages by reducing the annual inflow of illegal immigrants by roughly 260,000 people to around 800,000 per year. We need higher wages. That is the most important thing, said Representative Paul Raul Labrador, the co-author of the GOP immigration and amnesty bill titled the Securing America's Future Act for Foreigners, for Foreign Nationals, Securing America for Foreign Nationals Act. But Ryan is quietly resisting the Trump-endorsed low immigration, high wages legislation. See, because Trump, he's fighting for you. He's fighting for you. The son of a bitch, all he ever had to do was enforce the law. It is the executive branch of the government. The goddamn law says it, the law has been violated. He should have had people been, I mean, when you're draining the swamp, there should have been arrests made, shouldn't there? You and I, shit, we don't wear a seatbelt. We could get killed. These people violate the goddamn, and this is legislated law that they did have the authority to legislate to run the goddamn government. And they broke it. And they have broken it and broken it and broken it. Criminal enterprises, all you can call it. But no, man, see, we got to write some more laws here that we're not going to enforce because we're playing you as the goddamn chumps we see you as. Title secure. Okay, Ryan resisting Trump endorsed low immigration, high wages legislation. According to man, I'm glad Trump's fighting his buddy Paul Ryan, who were just their mouth kissing, tonguing each other in the mouth over their big tax giveaway to the goddamn filthy rich corporations that put them in office. House Republicans are pressing Ryan for a vote on a partisan immigration bill that has little chance of passing the Senate. Why? Why would it? Because nobody wants it. Everybody, all those pricks up there, the pricks that they are, know that it will be such an overwhelming, even with the goddamn fraud, they wouldn't be able to get, because 99.99% of the people who are legitimate here do not want one more person here. They want them all to go home. And they know, but see, know that 195% of the people want this. They want it. But House Republicans are pressing Ryan for a vote at a partisan immigration bill that has, well, little chance of passing the Senate. They want floor action on legislation by House Judiciary Chairman Bob Gutlett. Republican Virginia, which goes well beyond what the White House has said, should be in a deal codifying the Obama-era Deferred Action for Children Arrivals program into law, and which is unlikely to garner a single Democratic vote. Democrats ain't going to want it. But damn it, those Republicans are going to force this very good deal for you and me onto them. We're going to get 3.25 million more motherfuckers after our job, and their parents, and their grandparents, and their uncles, and their grandparents came here and just get right on our Social Security because it was here for them. It's a good bill. I think it's something that bears consideration by the entire House, said Bill Flores. Republican treasonous bastard from Texas, a former leader of the Conservative Republican Study Committee. If I were the majority leader, I would recommend that we bring it to the floor. Ryan and his top lieutenants have not committed to a vote on the Gutlett bill, which GOP leaders worry could undermine bipartisan negotiations. See, all the bipartisan up and down is fuck you. They're taking your country away from you. In the end equation, they're taking a hunk of your country the size of the state. Well, 3.2 million, we got to raise that up a little bit. Washington and Oregon and handing it to goddamn foreigners with zero authority. It's a sham. It's a fraud. It's a scandal that they should hang for. If they were prosecuted on what they have done and what the law says, they would fucking hang. There's no two ways about it, and they know it. Well, we're going to do some bipartisan things and stuff and take your country from you. You think you've never had the authority, you piece of shit, Paul Ryan, you punk. Bipartisan negotiations. And they're not even sure the text could garner the 218 GOP votes needed for passage in the House. Still, he's risking a backlash from conservatives if he doesn't put it forward for a vote. Because conservatives, you know, the hardliners, not like you and me who says, get these fuckers out of here yesterday. The hardliners, your representatives saying, yeah, we just want 100 zillion of them and that's it. Now we're going some border security of that 100 zillion of them. Screw you. Report, Dreamer Age illegals have crime rate double young Americans. Of course they do. This lie that they've been perpetrating, I mean, this is goddamn propaganda bullshit. They've been trying to shove this shit down our throats when we're sitting there with our teeth gritted together saying, get them out. No, we're going to shove them down your throat. Paul Ryan and Donald Trump are going to shove them down your throat by pretending to be against each other. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Katie for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. DACA-aged illegals commit crimes at twice the rate of young Americans, says a comprehensive summary of crimes and convictions in Arizona during the past 32 years. Of course they do. And they shouldn't have been here. Their first crime was being here. You know, they talk about, they just come, they didn't have no say in it. And I'll tell you what, when you turned 18, you son of a bitch, the first day you turned 18, you were responsible for yourself, and you were in my country illegally. You were breaking the frickin' law, knowingly. And you loved it. You loved the fact that we feed you and house you and give you goddamn free education. You don't tell me you don't. And don't tell me you don't know exactly what you're doing. Don't tell me you don't really deserve to go into a work camp for about a fucking year before we send your ass back. The report, punctures claims by pro-amnesty advocates that young dreamers, illegals, are vital to U.S. industry and civic life. Oh, God, we got to have them. 195% of us, we want to give everything we have to them, don't you know? And indicates that any amnesty will ensure that many more crimes, including murders and rapes, will be inflicted against Americans and illegal immigrants, including Hispanics and blacks. The report says, unfortunately, if the goal of DACA is to give citizenship to a particularly law-abiding group of undocumented immigrants, it is accomplishing the opposite of what was intended. And man, they had a one of the press conferences with that fat hog, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, or whatever her pig name is, that puke up there, and they put the guy up there that, you know, putting out this report, and now everybody was just cringing. Well, what are you telling the truth about it for? Why are you, I mean, this is going to hurt us, ain't it? We need these criminals. Actually, you do. If you're ever going to have a crime wave where you can claim to have some kind of reason to take the people's guns away, I think you better pump some more of them in here, huh? excuse me. Undocumented opposite. As Table 8 shows, DACA age eligible undocumented immigrants are 250% more likely to be convicted of crimes than their share of the population. So they imported a crime wave in here, and these wonderful kids, these dreamers that we just gotta have. We gotta have them, people. I want them, don't you? Those too old for DACA status are convicted at a relatively low rate, 45.7%, more than their share of the Arizona population. The summary of the report titled Undocumented Immigrants, U.S. Citizens, and Convicted Criminals in Arizona says, using newly released data, or detailed data, on all prisoners who entered the Arizona State Prison from January 1985 through June 2017, we are able to separate non-U.S. citizens by whether they are illegal or legal residents. And these data do not rely on self-reporting by criminals. Undocumented immigrants are at least 142% more likely to be convicted of a crime than other Arizonians. They also tend to commit more serious crimes and serve 10.5% longer sentences, more likely to be classified as dangerous. Boy, we need them. They're doing so much for our economy and stuff. We're keeping them in jail. I mean, keeping the prison industry going, I suppose. More likely to be classified as dangerous than, and 45% more likely to be gang members than U.S. citizens. Yeah, pathetic citizens. If undocumented immigrants committed crime nationally, as they do in Arizona, in 2016, they would have been responsible for over 1,000 more murders, 5,200 rapes. And so this is what you wouldn't have if you were goddamn, if the law was being enforced. You know, you better have that goddamn seatbelt on. You know, an illegal legislated bullshit that they can't inflict on an American national, enforced with zero tolerance. But these murders and rapes, 8,900 robberies, 25,300 aggravated assaults, and 26,900 burglaries. The report was prepared by John R. Lott, Jr. at the Crime Prevention Research Center in Alexandria, Virginia. He told Breitbart News, the data there shows that the convictions for everybody who entered the prison system from January 1985 through June of this last year. It just shows that certain groups are convicted at a much higher rate than their share of the population. Roughly 75% of the crime committed by undocumented immigrants or illegal aliens is committed by those who are 15 to 35, those dreaming kids. They're dreaming about killing you and me. That's what they're dreaming about. Years of age. Legal immigrants are very different from illegal immigrants, he said. Ooh, let's see what this is. Illegal immigrants are being convicted at a very high rates compared to their share of the population. Legal immigrants appear to be fairly law-abiding and are convicted at low rates compared to their share of the population. The database used for the report does not describe, because they're not the, you know, these are invaders. This is their goddamn, they come in, they go down there in Arizona telling you this is our, their goddamn country. Waving their fucking Mexican flag. F you, gringo, this is our country, get out. That's the difference. The database used for the report does not describe the race or ethnic identity of the victim. But national data shows that most victims are part of the same group as their criminals. He said, Lott added, what tends to happen across all the different regional or racial groups is that criminals are of the similar race as the victim. The crime literature shows that victims tend to be similar to the perpetrators of the crimes. Obviously, a larger share of victims will also be undocumented illegal aliens. So we're just running a freak show up here? I mean, one of them kills the other one. We spend millions of dollars holding them in prison, putting them through goddamn trials, paying for lawyers. Pay. Because you owe these sons of bitches something. I can't figure out how we owe them something, but we must. Unsurprisingly, polls show that many legal immigrants want stronger border security. No, they can't be a part of that 195% that want this invasion, can they? What the hell is this? Legal immigrants want stronger border security? Wonder why. So they don't want this turned into the same shithole that they fled. In 2014, for example, a pro-amnesty poll funded by Mark Zuckerberg showed that 78% of the Hispanic respondents support substantially increasing security along the among U.S.-Mexican border. I don't know who writes this shit. But here you go. No, what, they can't be figured in that 195% of us that want it. Now, can they? You know, you can't have 195%. By the way, just for some of you might not catch that. Asked to rebut likely criticisms of the crime report, Lott said he has seen few criticisms so far. I don't know what people will say. It seems like a straightforward set of numbers, he said. Well, these numbers aren't, it's like the true unemployment numbers. This ain't fitting the fucking agenda. This is going to be pushed aside. You'll hear this one day. You won't hear about it no more. Unless, so long as everybody's cooperating the way they should. However, he noted that the report does not include any data about unreported crimes. Okay. That raises the possibility that a lot of crimes are not reported. Think looking at convictions might provide you with an underestimate of the crime these illegals have committed. Not, of course it will. What are we saying here, people? Anyways, guys, we made it down to the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Digging and sifting from five to five. killing everything we found just to stay alive. Go flow free like the whiskey in the bar. Sin was the big thing, Lord, and sin was the star. And there's fire on the mountain, lightning in the air, rolling them hills, and it's waiting for me and bloodlines, the gooders of the street. Men were shot down for the sake of fun, or just to hear the news of their 44 guns. And there's fire on the mountain, lightning in the air, rolling them hills, and it's waiting for me now. My widow, she weeps by my grave. Tears flow free for her man, she couldn't say. Shot down in cold blood by a gun that carried fame, all for a useless and no good worthless claim. And there's fire on the mountain, lightning in the air, rolling them hills, and it's waiting for me.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:35 Pacific time, and that was Marshall Tucker Band with Fire on the Mountain. And one thing to make clear before we go on is that 3.25 million number was thrown out there today because they're getting ready to do this shit. And to Trump, well, I'm doing it, but they got, you know, make sure, because then they're just going to go, see, he did it, and just like Reagan, and there's a ton more of them. They're getting ready to do this. He's getting ready to complete his treachery. Congress plotting to cut a hole in the Fourth Amendment, again by Judge Andrew Napolitano, sent in by Joe from Mass Private Eye. And Joe Napolitano, what a piece of shit. I mean, what a treacherous dog shit eating piece of tripe. Hidden beneath the controversy steered up last week by the publication of the book called Fire and Fury, a highly critical insider's view of the Trump White House that the president has not only denounced on national television but also tried to prevent from being published and distributed, are the efforts of the Trump administration and congressional leadership to bypass the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution. It ain't the Fourth Amendment. You know it, too. If somebody gets up that high, a federal judge, he knows exactly what this admiralty is and how it's been distorted through that phony-ass 14th Amendment. It is not an amendment. The Bill of Rights was a single amendment that cannot be altered. It cannot be amended. The First Amendment cannot be re-amended ever. The Ninth Article says so. No authority can ever be created to change it any. Here is the backstory. After the excesses of the Washington era, during which the Nixon administration used the FBI and the CIA, both unauthorized, they can't be here, that's treachery right there, on all on its own, unlawfully to spy without warrants on the president's real and imagined domestic political opponents, Congress passed the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA, prohibited all domestic surveillance except that which is pursuant to warrant signed by a federal judge. Bullshit. The Fourth Amendment, which they can spy on each other using that authority in the I guess their offices and shit in the government. They sure as hell can't. It doesn't apply to us. The Fourth Amendment, which guarantees privacy to our persons, houses, papers, and effects, permits. Listen to this, people. Permits. This is the Andrew, that treasonous piece of shit Napolitano. Permits the government to invade that privacy only when a judge has signed a warrant that authorizes surveillance, a search, or seizure. No. The government can't get no such warrant for an American national. The government's a piece of paper. And the procedural due process in the Bill of Rights requires a living being to be the complainant, okay? Or the other party. Authorizes surveillance, a search or seizure, and judges may only issue warrants when they have found probable cause to believe that the government's surveillance or invasion of the target's privacy will produce evidence of criminal behavior. That's a load of horse shit. You bet if you go to get a warrant, you bet you're going to write right on that warrant what you're going there to get. You already know it's there. That's why you're going to go get it. Not because you think it might be, something might be there. I know that goddamn evidence is in there that I need for this prosecution in the common law. That's the only way that you can come into my house, Napolitano, you government piece of horse shit. The Fourth Amendment further requires that the judicial warrant describe specifically the place to be searched or the persons or things to be seized. How could you do that on a surveillance? I want to just look through their window and see if I can see anything during the day that they pick up that I can go in there and get them for. Do you really think that's what the fourth article means? Because I'm here to tell you it doesn't. All these requirements are in the amendment. It's not an amendment either, and you know that too, you piece of shit. So as to prevent any court from issuing general warrants. Before the Constitution, general warrants were... No, before the Bill of Rights, you bastard. Before the Constitution, general warrants were issued by British courts that met in secret in London. The British Admiralty Courts under Admiralty jurisdiction, which is what you are, Napolitano, you treasonous piece of shit. They were not issued based on probable cause of crime, but issued based on the government's wish to invade the privacy of all Americans living in the colonies to find the more rebellious among them. This was the King and Parliament's version of protecting national security, and that part is absolutely correct. General warrants did not describe the place to be searched, and neither do these general warrants these son of a bitches get every day that the cop can go get generated on his goddamn laptop. No affidavits attached, nothing. I'm kind of suspicious. I want to look in that house. And hell, we've come to the point where I just want to look in that house. I don't even need a piece of paper. And that's in our world, and by God, these guys know it, and you know they know it. General warrants did not describe the place to search or the person or things to be seized. They authorized the bearer, usually a British soldier, an agent of the crown, an agent of the government, physically located in the colonies, you know, like a cop, to search where he wished and seize whatever he found. And don't they do that every day out here? I mean, they're talking about this FISA thing, like this deep state kind of shit. This goes on right. You do see this happening in your communities every day, walking in people's houses. I'll kill you if you don't open the goddamn door. Just the fact that you don't want me in your house tells me you're suspicious and I got a right to be in there. FISA did not interfere with the standard understanding or use of the Fourth Amendment by the government. The government was never to use our goddamn rights. They were never to search our houses. If there was to be a search, an individual would go sign the affidavits and the sheriff and the constable and the individual would go search the house to go get the evidence or to recover property. Never the government. The government is a piece of paper. The sixth article guarantees you the right to face your accuser. That accuser would be the one that signed that frickin' warrant. Signed those affidavits, okay? And a piece of paper, the state is a piece of paper. It is not a being. I know that they went, when they did this corporate state, they went in their law dictionaries and goddamn, I talk about writing something down on a piece of paper. Well, a person is now defined as a corporation. No, fucking, it ain't. Logic and physics says no. The state is a piece of paper. It is not a living entity, and it does not have the rights of a living entity. This is how they sleaze this shit into us. They talk about the contractual part of it. This is the admiralty part of it, where the admiralty, you know, works through the corporation. And the corporation's a person, don't you know? No, it ain't. Boom. No, I guess you get it now, right? No, you're not. You came here on the bidding of a piece of paper and you got your ass blowed out in the goddamn road, because that's what happens to traitors. That's what happens to people who would inflict tyranny on people. General warrants did not describe he did that. Did not standard understanding the government to invade privacy when its wish to surveil people for national security purposes. Nuh-uh. And the thing was, we are the national security. If you hadn't committed the crimes you have committed over 100 fucking years, everybody would be an American national. We wouldn't need none of you son of a bitches, and you know it, because we'd be looking out for ourselves and each other. Somebody, an American, do something against America? I guess you had to pump somebody in here from someplace else to get somebody who would commit treason against our people, huh? But it did add another way for the government to invade privacy when it wishes to fail. The FISA created procedures enacted in defiance of the Fourth Amendment, which makes no distinction between government evidence, paper, gathering, and government intelligence gathering permits. See, there was never supposed to be these intelligence gathering agencies. There was no authorization for any of this shit. We grant the power. We granted a little tiny bit of power to do with commerce. And boy, they threw that in there, the commerce and the general welfare. This is for your general welfare. We're going to take all your rights away for your welfare. This is what we're looking at. This is what they're telling you right in your goddamn face. It pretends that the standard is probable cause for foreign agencies. But this has now morphed into the issuance of general warrants whenever the government wants them. I guess they're trying to, no, they have put an injunction on your rights. It started with that Patriot Act and went on with the National Defense Authorization Act. So it's a Vichy occupation force, period. And by God, they're like the king of England. They'll go and look in your, you don't have no goddamn rights. You plebe, you peon, you coolie. Since 1977, and that's a good number because I told you people when this shit was coming in the 70s. You see, they think we can't remember back to where you actually had to have somebody to complain or the government just sit there on its ass. And the courts were never to move except when the people empowered them through their power. But even when they were taking over the common law courts and removing them, you'll remember back in the 70s. Now, you could have a complaint against somebody. You know, you had to go to the DA. Because you ain't smart enough to write down on a piece of paper what happened to you and demand redress. But you had to go to the DA because that's the first thing they put in place, the illegal DA. The illegal DA. They had no government official has any place in a common law court. They can't. Because it's not for titles. That's why the original 13th Amendment didn't allow titles. A title, you know, like I'm the district attorney. Well, okay, go be a district attorney. You can't come in our courts. These are not professional courts. These are not government courts. These are the people's courts. But that's how they slimed their way in, because they were helping you. Man, and it was all that women abuse. Man, that women abuse thing. Spousal abuse, they called it. And then these spouses, they needed that district, that man, that district attorney to stand up and prosecute for them. So then you still had to meet the requirements of procedural due process. I mean, you've already violated it by putting the district attorney into the mix, because there can be no professionals. Because when you put the district attorney in with the poor guy who gets confronted by the wife, says she wants to get the guy standing there. Okay. It's me against you, babe. Right? On equal to, no, it's her and the state versus you. All of the power of the state versus you. You see, this is why the Bill of Rights forbade it. The government was never supposed to prosecute the people, use the power of the people to inflict tyranny on them. It was between us. Go ahead.
You know, they got divorce court, they got personal injury court, they got DUI court. Mm-hmm. I mean, they got so many goddamn courts, Henry, that it's, you know, it's like a mishmash of insanity.
It's all illegal. It's all illegal, Mark. It's all illegal. It's all corporate courts. No, we are being tyrannized by the corporations, by capitalism. That's who is tyrannizing us right now. These courts are corporate courts. They're not common law courts that we are absolutely guaranteed. We're guaranteed that procedural due process. These courts cannot provide it, because it doesn't meet the requirements of the 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th, and 9th, and 10th Amendments, period. They can't, because they are not beings. It takes a being to operate in the common law. Not, I'm representing this piece of paper against this man. I'm representing this piece of paper and the power of the state against this individual supposed free man. You see what I'm saying here? This is why we're going to fight. Go ahead.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I mean, that one court handles everything. There shouldn't be 15 sub-courts to handle every possible problem in life. I mean, if you want to get a divorce, you go to the same judge as if you want to go and file for bankruptcy under common law, right?
Exactly. The thing is these courts create a government apparatus to, it's not you versus me. In the common law, it's one national versus another national. And what it creates is the state and the power. Government on planet Earth is coming after little old you and me with all of the resources of all the collected people in this country down on you because they're representing that piece of paper, which is the power. And they cannot do it. This is why the Bill of Rights was put in place. Because the people who forced the Bill of Rights knew that this tyranny, this is what they would try to do. They would try to make a collective power that could stomp on the rights of the individual, to make the individual a slave. That's why they put the procedural due process in the Bill of Rights that must be met. You can't say, I meant the procedural due process because I typed it in a computer and a judge sent me a warrant. Really? Was that warrant does have two affidavits attached and a complaint by a person that you are acting upon. No, the complaint I made myself under the power of the state, the piece of paper. The piece of paper is prosecuting you. Well, a piece of paper can't prosecute you in this country if you have your Bill of Rights. And if somebody tries to do the shit like a king and come at you with a piece of paper, a charter that says that they can persecute you, you're supposed to shoot them. And that's where we are lacking. Since 1977, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court has issued this. See, no authorization for any such thing. A government court within the government that meets in secret to say what they can do to a private individual. Man, I'll tell you what, the people that fought the war to get this goddamn country would have shot these bastards right on the spot. They'd hung them slow, tarred and feathered and hung them. So issued well over 99% of the warrants that the government has requested. And government can't request a warrant. The piece of paper can't request a warrant to go after an American national. It takes an American national. That's why they call us self-governing. Another person has to have a fucking beef with you. Not that you're not conforming to what the piece of paper says, okay? You can do anything you want. Oh, but we wrote on a piece of paper that has the government stamp on it that you can't do that. Well, what's the damage? Well, it's because we say so. That's why. Just because we say so. That's your freedom and your liberty. You do what we say because we say so. No rhyme, no reason, and no logic. And it doesn't have to be. That the government has requested, and these warrants do not specifically describe the place to be searched or the persons or things to be seized. What's your point? You got the same thing going on at the street level. It's been going on for 30 frickin' years. They're just coming in people's houses. But, I mean, this is on a big scale. I mean, they actually surveilled old Donald Trump. They might surveil a politician. So we got to talk about it. We got to talk about the protection that don't exist within the government mechanism that only exists for the individual in his private life. And try to see, it's all turning it on its head. You know, we're the subjects, and the government is the goddamn master. This is what all of it turned around right on its head. The people in the government have rights, but you don't. You see what I'm saying here, people? That piece of paper just says that, hey, we dictate over you. We wrote it down. We signed it. That's all needs to happen here. A typical FISA warrant or issued warrant authorizes government surveillance on all landlines, mobile devices, and desktop computers in a given area or zip code. Why not? But the way they're bringing this out, like this shit didn't start right at the grassroots, that we, the common people on the goddamn street, haven't been abused by this shit for 50 fucking years easy. One infamous FISCA issued warrant, search warrant, permitted the feds to surveil all Verizon customers in the United States in excess of 115 million people without any evidence of crime or even suspicion. And so you found this out. You can say this, judgy, But you, nobody's being arrested for this shit, for these blatant violations of our people's Bill of Rights. Nobody, well, we're just going to talk about, we're trying to stop them from committing the crime. I mean, they murdered yesterday and we don't want them to murder tomorrow. We're not going to prosecute them for the murders they did. We're just trying to stop them. I mean, do you see where this shit goes? Now back to the Trump administration's work below the radar. Even in the fresh aftermath of 9/11, when the government respect for constitutional norms was at a lamentably low point, the government interpreted the Fourth Amendment as requiring. The government has no authority to interpret the Fourth Amendment. No authority. The Ninth Article forbids it. You can't interpret it. You can't even talk about it. It's none of your goddamn government business. We gave you a little fucking task. Go over there and do it, and you're supposed to stay out of our lives. You're supposed to stay in that 10-mile square, you son of a bitch. You're not supposed to be out here around us, looking in our houses and shit, and you know it. And Napolitano knows it. He's trying to act like he's some kind of constitutional hero, pointing out the fucking obvious that's been going on, like I said, from the grassroots for 20 frickin' years in our real lives. And then it's because it's getting at a level where the federal government really wants to codify it. Yeah, God, it's a fait accompli. We really wanted that Fourth Amendment, but with that Fourth Article that we're calling an amendment. We really wanted it, but, Jim, it's just, you know, it's too big to fail, too big to jail, too big to change. They've just done it. You're just going to have to accept being a goddamn slave, people. Norms. Low point. The government interpreted the Fourth Amendment as requiring the government to separate its intelligence functions from its law enforcement work. It never was to happen. Where did we grant them intelligence functions, people? Oh, that was right. That happened after that War of Northern Aggression. You know, when that illegal martial law was declared, and at the end, and then that dirty son of a bitch Abraham Springsteen, he, you know, he got the boys from what the hell was that private company called there? Pinkertons. Thanks, Laura. She yelled it at me. Pinkertons. And that was your first little CIA government, you know, government protection apparatus. The government was to have nobody protecting it from the people. Don't you know that? That was one of the things when they were trying to sell us that Federalist bullshit. Well, you can come get them. I mean, the government would never fool with you guys. It ain't like we got an army to protect us. There can be no standing army. You've got to go for this Constitution thing. Not only did they have a standing army by the end of that War of Northern Aggression, but they had the beginnings of the CIA. There's to go and spy on their enemies, you know, the people. That's when the people really became the enemy, because they had, with that phony-ass 14th Amendment, had told you, well, you're subjects now, and your rights are civil rights that we grant you and privileges that we grant you. Not rights that you hold, and you hold no authority over your government. So the government better get some protection mechanism to stand between it and the people that it intends to oppress. And that's exactly what it did. Today, the federal government's computers are permanently connected to the mainframes of all telecoms and computer service providers in America. So the spying is in real time. I mean, just telling you this, what do you got here? You got some charlatan telling you, yeah, the government does have right to spy on you in certain ways, but this here is really a violation of them ways. No, you son of a bitch. Napolitano, you know that goddamn rope belongs around your fucking neck. You treasonous piece of trash. The government never had no authority to do anything, not one little fucking thing to any American national, and you know it. In fact, the American national has the right to go grab that American national who's pretending that he has that power under that piece of paper, drag his ass over into the common law and say, you did this. Under what authority? Well, I got this piece of paper. Oh, really? You got that piece of paper that caused a procedural violations of my 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th, and 8th, and 9th article rights? Is that what you're saying? But I have this piece of paper. Yeah, you're acting under color of law. And I'm accusing you of it, and I'm calling it treason. I'm asking for a rope around your neck, you two-bit son of a bitch. That's how it was supposed to work. That's why the Bill of Rights was put in there. That's why, you know, the Constitution, instead of there being more fighting about it, it said, okay, we got this. You understand. Now we can come drag your ass out of that. I don't care if you're sitting in that big presidential chair thinking you're a king. I just, little old Henry can go grab you by the neck and draw you over here and prosecute you for the violations of his rights, right? You understand that? Oh, yeah, we understand that. Don't worry about it, man. We'd never touch your rights. Well, come on. You didn't even need that Bill of Rights, right? I don't think so. Now, hidden beneath the fire and fury controversy is the muffled sound of the Trump administration and Republican congressional leaders plotting the enactment of an addition to FISA that would permit the use of evidence of crimes in federal courts. So what it is just a blanket surveillance of you, watching you all day long. Oh, and they know, you know, because they have put in so many illegitimate, legislated illegitimate laws that do not apply to us, that, of course, you commit a couple of felonies without even realizing it during the course of a day. That gives them the arbitrary, it's like the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit. People talked about, you know, why they kept that in play. I'll tell you why, because that gave them so they could pull everybody over, because nobody's going to drive 50 fucking 5 miles an hour, and they know it. So just whoever they want to pull over arbitrarily, I can let that one go by. Oh, yeah, he's one of my basin buddies. Wave at him going 90 miles an hour. Bye, have a good day. Do you see what I'm saying here? This gives them the arbitrary power of that massive monster piece of paper state to come after any individual. You know, somebody like me that comes up and calls that Donald Trump piece of shit out for what he is. They could just target me. Oh, type his name in, man. We got surveillance. Oh, just first thing we see, we're going to get him. And that's what this is about. People, we are at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, shout it to the wind. Don't let them do this in silence. And that is The Word from the Trenches. Stay tuned for Hammering the New World Order on Indiana Freedom Talk Radio with my brother Spike Timmons coming right up behind us here.